Maybe you have a son or daughter, or maybe you remember yourself as a kid, and you'd come home, or maybe your son or daughter comes home from playing with other kids, and you know, without even asking, who that child was hanging with, because they are imitating their behavior, their language, their slang. It probably happened to you. I'm sure it happened to me. Even if you don't know it consciously, it just happens naturally. Look, everyone is imitating someone. The question today is, who, in fact, are you imitating? Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you had a great weekend so far. Great Monday. Great Tuesday's on its way. Slide in, buckle up. Let's kick Satan's butt. Let's do it. Hey, reach out to me at TDA, giantslayer@gmail.com. T as in Tom, D as in David, A as in Alan, TDA, giantslayer@gmail.com. Also, 97X, you might be listening to me on 97X or somewhere else. If you're in the Madison area, they're putting on their very first Camp X at Astico Park. It's going to be camping, hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fishing with other men of God such as yourself. You want to check it out, either jump on their website, 97x.fm/event. Don't worry about it. Just go to my notes and click on the link. It's all there. Also, revolutionforfathers.com. That's the number four, revolutionforfathers.com. New swag on there. And Alex, man, my man who's been working on that site, putting up shirts. He hurt himself yesterday, banged up his knee. We'll be praying for you, brother. Get well. But it gives you more time to work on the site. So let's pump out some more shirts and some more swag. Anyway, check it out. We are constantly adding some great things on there. Now, imitation. They say imitation is a sign of flattery. But wouldn't it matter, I guess, who you're imitating? Look, if you're imitating that cocky, arrogant jerk because you yourself lack confidence, that's not really flattery. That's more like stupidity. So I want to challenge you today with a verse out of 3 John, starting in verse 11, and you might go, which chapter? Well, check it out. You'll figure it out. It's not that hard. But in 3 John, verse 11, John writes a verse, and it is so full, you can read it and just, like, read over it, and when you look at it in the Greek, it literally, your face becomes like a punching bag. It's like, bam, 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 so much in here. Verse 11, dear friend, that should almost be a warning, like, oh no, here it comes. He called me friend. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Seems like a harmless little verse at first, kind of a good pick-me-up, maybe some, you know, like a proverb, like, hey, this is a good verse. But when you look at it in the Greek and understand the context of this verse, John is calling some people out. So when he says imitate, he uses a Greek word that says basically this, a high level of self-interest. It's you're imitating something that captures your attention on a regular basis, almost as if your self-esteem is attracted to it. You feel like it's doing something for you. It says, do not imitate evil. And what is that word there in the Greek? Oh, it's not at all what you think. It means something that has morally spoiled. It was good, but now it has rotted. See, sex is good, but the world spoils it. It made it evil, vile, perverse. It's made sex so that it appeals specifically to our sin nature. When was the last time you saw anything on social media or in the media that made a godly marriage desirable? Look, it's rare indeed. But that word there, evil, means, okay, imitate, don't imitate what is evil. Don't allow your self-interests or your desires be captured on a regular basis to that which is evil, to that which is spoiled. Whew, that is a lot. We run after a lot of things that are just spoiled. They're just rotten. They were at one time good, but now the world has twisted them and made them bad. He says, but, in fact, do what is good. What is good? That word there means whether or not you can see it, it's good because God calls it good. It's of his character. It's of his nature. See, God calls us to do a lot of things that at first don't seem good. They don't make sense. They're really only understood in the supernatural. It's also from God, and it means if it's good, it emanates from God, and His power emanates from that good because of God's power. Look, I know I'm kind of talking in circles, but this is what I'm saying. It's good. But if we don't activate it to its fullest until God empowers it in us, it's just simply only good. So John's saying, look, do what is good. Do what God calls is good. This has the element of a rhema word. It means we not only just do the Ten Commandments because they're good, but we do what God tells us to do because in there it is empowered through the power of the Holy Spirit. Here's an example. We can be generous and giving, and that's good. But when it is empowered by God, we are used in a more supernatural way. In the natural, you can give money to a single mom in need, and that's good. That's great. But in the supernatural, you may be told to give money to a young girl who looks like she has it all together. But you find out later, after you gave her a large sum of money, that she was thinking of going into the call girl profession just to make some quick money to put food on the table for her kid. Now, not only do you not know this, but God told you, and so now it speaks to this woman that, hey, God is watching over me. He told this person to give me money, and they didn't know what was going on in my life. And now you reap an even greater reward because of your obedience in this act of good. It's basically like what we do good, but when we do it in God's name or empowered by God, it's like good on steroids. And then John just, he ends it with this little line. Again, another, you know, it's just like a cross, right hook, uppercut, bam. He says, anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. And that literally means you don't get to experience God. It's a verb. It's something that you do. You feel it. If you imitate, if you allow your natural desires to go after those things that are spoiled, they might seem good, but sin has spoiled them. Lust, gossip, greed, maybe your calendar, your work ethic. It doesn't matter what it is. You might be able to somehow call it good, but you really know it's not because it's spoiled. It's now feeding that evil, sinful nature, that human nature. Well, if you do that and you don't do what is good, you won't experience God. You won't feel God. You won't sense His presence. How many people have I run into who are Christians that say, I just don't feel like God is with me anymore? Look for that which is rotting in your life. Look for that which you are attracted to, which maybe you're trying to bolster your self-esteem or who you think you are. Now, John was Jesus' favorite disciple. In fact, John himself acknowledges this, and he says he's the favorite disciple. But here's the deal. When John writes this, he's at the end of his life. So in this letter, he gets a little more personal and less general. In his other books, they're great, but they were general about God, Jesus, and His love. And even though this one is, John now's at a point where he's just calling people out. See, there's a guy in the church who's sinning, and John calls him out. He is basically challenging his readers by calling this guy out with this thought. And the thought is this: who are you imitating? We imitate one of three things, or maybe a little mixture of all of them. And basically it's this: we either imitate God's perspective of who we are, as we see in Scripture, or we imitate our perspective of who we think we are, or finally, we imitate others' perspective of who they say we are. And yes, we probably have a mixture of some of those, but the power is behind imitating who God says we are. What does it say? Imitate Jesus, be perfect as He is perfect? Whew, I better get my head in the Word. What about you? So today, let's end with this thought. Who are you imitating? Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Rate the podcast, share the podcast. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.